This is the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome to Eat Great, Live Well Radio, your trusted source for the information you need to take control of your health and your life. No complicated medical speak, just straight talk about eating healthier without giving up the foods you love. Now, here's the host of Eat Great, Live Well Radio, food psychology coach and best-selling author, Janelle McCauley.
Hi, and welcome to Eat Great, Live Well Radio. I'm Janelle McCauley, and I want to thank you for joining me today. My promise to you is that if you take action on the information we provide each week, you will transform your health and your life. Before I introduce my guest for today's show, I want to invite you to go to eatgreatlivewellradio.com and download our free ebook, Overcoming Portion Distortion. It's packed with quick and easy ideas for making mealtime family-friendly, fun, and healthy. So get your free copy today at eatgreatlivewellradio.com. We've got another great show planned for you today. So I invite you to grab a pen and paper and your favorite beverage, and let's get started. My guest on today's show is certified health coach Gentry Potter. Gentry believes that health starts with self-care, self-love, and self-empowerment. In fact, she's known as the self-care shero. We're going to be talking with Gentry about just what a shero is in our conversation today. In her years of working with youth and women, Gentry has found that people in all walks of life are missing one commonality in their lives. No matter what they seek, a focus on self-care. Whether you're seeking weight loss, energy, or life balance, it's essential that you first understand your own unique needs so that you can address the root causes of your mental, emotional, and physical well-being. So, are you ready to find your inner shero? I can't wait for this conversation. Welcome to the show, Gentry.
Thank you. I'm excited to be on your show today. Thank you for having me.
I'm really excited about this conversation, and I think self-care is really something that's really important. As women, we tend to take care of everyone else except ourselves, or we put ourselves last, and I love the fact that you really focus on self-care up front, because when we do that, we can just do so much more for everyone that we're trying to support and take care of.
Exactly. Yes, I learned this the hard way. I'm a mother of five kids. My oldest are 13-year-old twin boys, and my youngest is three. And for many years, I did not make myself a priority. So I learned this for myself firsthand, and I realized that this is a common problem among a lot of women, whether they're moms or single or, you know, working a full-time job. It doesn't really matter what the situation. It just seems like that's in our nature to put everyone else before ourselves. And then we end up, you know, struggling with our health and a lot of different issues.
We do. And I'm actually shocked because I never would have thought you had five children. You certainly look so healthy and have so much energy. And I have to say, I admire you. You've got so many more after starting with twins. That's that really keeps you busy. So, you know, as we start our conversation, can you tell us just a little bit more about your background and what it means to be a certified health coach?
Yes. So about 4 years ago, I got introduced to a holistic line of essential oils. And I was interested in using them mostly for my husband and my son, who struggled with a lot of digestive issues and a lot of skin problems. And I found that those things were helping, but I wanted to know more. I wanted to learn about nutrition and really have the full picture of what I could do to help my family, and especially my husband and my son, who struggled with a lot of those problems. And so I started doing a little bit of homework and searching around for a program that I could do that would benefit my family, but could also benefit others and their health, and that was kind of a total package. And I found what's called the Institute for Integrative Nutrition. And it's a year-long program. And what I love about it is that they take a very holistic approach. You get a lot of nutrition coaching. We actually learn kind of the basics around 100 different dietary theories. And we learn from a lot of the top leaders in the industry, Deepak Chopra, Joel Fuhrman, David Wolf, a lot of the really well-known, you know, health-minded people in the industry. But what I love is that it gives us a total approach, not just with health, but with having balance in our mind, our bodies, and, you know, having spiritual health, having joy, creativity, all these different, basically 12 different areas of our lives that we don't consider as part of our health, even finances, all these different areas that are just common things that we struggle with in life but can have a major impact on our health and our overall well-being.
It's interesting because you talk about the 12 areas of our lives and kind of bringing all those together, and it's really difficult to, you know, compartmentalize all the things we do, and when any of those areas are out of balance, we tend to get under stress, whether it's minor stress or it's, you know, kind of full-blown stress. That impacts everything we do. It impacts our energy. It impacts how we process food. It impacts how we take care of ourselves. So I love the fact that you look at all those different areas and really try to bring them all together.
Exactly. Yes. Exactly.
And it's interesting that you talk about, you know, learning 100 different, you know, about different 100 different diets and different ways of eating, because it isn't a one-size-fits-all. And that's what I love about what you do, is it's really finding what each person needs, but understanding all the pieces and how they go together makes it so much easier to find the right combination for someone.
Exactly. And that's another piece of it, too. I grew up with my mom dieting all the time, and she just yo-yo dieted from one diet to the next. And, you know, there's all these new diets even still today that are constantly coming out. It seems like there's just dozens every year. And some of them are okay, and some of them are really dangerous. And I just realized that that was something that I didn't want, but I didn't know what healthy was or what it should look like. And so that was another reason, too, why I was really passionate about finding what health was. And for me personally, I actually struggled a lot with depression and anxiety, chronic fatigue. I just thought that that was what motherhood should look like. And it took me a few years, really, to realize that that wasn't normal and that wasn't healthy. And, you know, I wasn't really into dieting myself necessarily, but I didn't know what healthy was. And so, yes, I'm definitely passionate about helping everyone, and women in particular, to really find what works for them. It's very bio-individual. What works for you may not work for me, and that's okay, because we might be in different, you know, areas of our health and our life. Some things that I do might seem really extreme and overwhelming, and for others it might seem really simple and they want more. So it definitely is, as you said, it's not a one-size-fits-all. It's very individualized. And just like as people, you know, we're very individual people with different walks of life, and what, you know, a challenge for me might be really easy for you. So it's definitely the approach that I like to take, because I found that it's really the most effective and a little bit kinder, I guess, if you will, because I think a lot of times we get really hard on ourselves and on our bodies, and it really can wear us down.
Absolutely. And you said a couple things that I just really want to go back and just touch on just for a minute, because you said you didn't know what healthy looked like. You didn't know what it was because of the role model that you had. And you know, as parents, we always try to do the right thing for our children, but we don't often realize that what we're doing isn't setting up a good vision of what it should look like. And I think there's a lot of people out there that don't know what healthy looks like. Because you said you thought that was just what motherhood was supposed to be like. You know, you're supposed to be tired and it's emotionally draining and you've got all these things going on. But there are options. You don't have to feel that way.
Exactly. That's exactly right. And I think, too, you know, we have these ideas around, well, if I'm going to be healthy, then that means I have to throw everything out and I have to start from scratch and I have to, you know, be completely deprived and it's going to be miserable. But mm-hmm. that's not true. It's actually a lot easier than people think. And, you know, like I said, I didn't start out with what healthy was. I didn't grow up with, and like you said, you know, my parents tried the best they knew how. We grew up in a very large mm-hmm. family and they just made it work. But I think a lot of us grew up that way, really, where we, you know, our parents thought that they were doing well, but there's so much more that we could do. And it's really just getting back to the simple basics of, you know, getting those fruits and vegetables in, getting some whole grains, getting some really simple things into our diet and getting rid of the artificial things and just going back to the basics. But it's not just food. I think a lot of mm-hmm. times, again, we think that health is just food. And there's so much more to it than that. There's so much more to it. If we have, you know, balance in different areas of our lives, we tend to go to the healthier foods if we're happier in other areas of our lives. We're not as prone to running to the chocolate cake and cupcakes and all those things because we love ourselves more, we're happier, and we want to take better care of our bodies because of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, and when you do take better care of yourself overall, it just things tend to fall into place. And when we're under stress and we're eating, our body just doesn't process. Even if we're eating healthy food, if you're in a stress environment, your body just doesn't process things the same way. And that to some people that may not, you know, may not make sense because you think if you're eating healthy food, it's going to feed your body the right way. But there's so many chemicals, so many moving parts inside your body that things just don't work well if everything isn't in balance.
Exactly. You know, it's interesting, too, how, you know, a lot of people... I was in a Whole Foods store a couple of weeks back, and... Well, I don't even remember what I was looking for, but we went to ask one of the grocers for some help to look for something. And he said, you know, you guys have been one of the nicest people I've talked to all day. And we're like, well, why is that? And he said, well, a lot of people that come in here are really grouchy. And I thought, you know, it's interesting. I recall in our health coaching school that was brought up as well, is why this school was even started to begin with, because again, we think that if we're eating all the right foods, then that solves all of our problems and we're healthy and happy people. That's a start, mm-hmm. but that's mm-hmm. not the final resolution. If we are not happy in our relationships, if we're not, you know, in a good place financially, if we're not taking care of our physical bodies, if you know, we don't have joy or creativity, all these different parts and moving pieces, we can be eating the healthiest diet on the planet and still not be healthy. And why is that? Because we're not in balance. There's so much more to it than that. And really, again, it goes back to that self-care. What are we doing to take care of ourselves? Yes, mm-hmm. eating right is a good start. But if we're not mm-hmm. happy and we're not balanced in other areas of our life and we're not really making ourselves a priority, taking care of ourselves, not just our food, but taking true care of ourselves, loving ourselves, you know, doing mm-hmm. the things that make us happy, the food's not going to matter. It really isn't.
Absolutely. And, you know, before we go to break, I just want to ask you, because I love asking our guests this questions about what motivates them to live that healthy life. And I know you talked about really going into this because of your husband and one of your children. So, can you tell us kind of how that's changed, what kind of impact that had because you decided to really focus on this?
You know, it was a combination of my family and really just taking a good hard look in the mirror at who I was, you know, realizing that I was not showing up in the world as the mother, the wife, the woman that I wanted to be and that I had the potential to be. And you know, I realized that it was coming back to myself. A lot of times we look to outside sources to create that happiness for us. But if we're not looking inward first, none of that really matters. And that really was my big why. That was just that real wake-up call for me, and realizing that I had a lot more to offer, and the only way that that was going to change is if I made myself a priority, so that I could better show up and serve my family in the way that I wanted to.
I love that, and I love the way you say that, showing up and really being all that you can be. But what really sticks out to me is that you can't find that in others. It needs to come from within, and that's why understanding what your big why is. Why do you do what you do? Why, you know, why do you want to do something? So I love that. Thank you for sharing that.
Thank you.
So we're going to take a really quick break, and when we come back, I want to have you share about the term Shiro. I think that that's going to be a really interesting conversation. I look forward to talking about that. This is Janelle McCauley, and you're listening to Eat Great.
Do you struggle with your weight or your health? Do you wish you had more energy to do the things you really want to do? Are you tired of counting calories and fad dieting? Do you want to eat your favorite foods and not feel guilty? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then the Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program is the answer for you. Being healthy isn't about fad dieting, feeling guilty, or eating nothing but tofu and wheatgrass. It's about making small, healthy choices that add up over time to create life-changing transformation for you and your family. The Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program will show you how easy it is to be healthy, happy, and well-fed all at the same time. Visit eatgreatlivewell.com for more information or to enroll in this life-changing program. You deserve to both eat great and live well. Check it out today at eatgreatlivewell.com.
You're listening to Janelle McCauley on the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome back to Eat Great, Live Well Radio. I'm your host, Janelle McCauley, and today we're talking with Gentry Potter with Find Yourself Health. And before the break, we were talking about why you do what you do, and I loved what you said, Gentry, about just knowing that you weren't showing up the best you could be, and you knew that you had so much more potential. And I love the fact that you said that we have to find that from within. We can't find it. Others can't give us that. And I really love that, because I think that's something that a lot of women struggle with. And I'd like to shift our conversation just a little bit, because I'm intrigued by the term Shiro. Is that a term you coined, and can you tell us what Shiro is and means?
Sure. You know, I've heard the term Shiro kind of thrown around here and there. It's just, you know, a female version of hero. But it's interesting how this really came about as part of my title as the self-care Shiro. You know, as I started evolving into my business and really just figuring out what my niche was and who I served, it just kept coming back to self-care. You know, again, it doesn't matter if women are looking for, or anyone really, is looking for, you know, nutritional guidance, or they're wanting help in their relationship, or they're wanting help in whatever it is in their life. It really comes back to a lack of self-care. Sometimes that even goes into lack of self-love, and just really, you know, we get so outside of ourselves that we forget that we need to really get back to who we are and get back to the basics. And Shiro evolved into an acronym, and that actually stands for Self-Help Empowerment Recovery Organization. And I realized that, you know, with that self-help or that self-care, again, a lot of us are looking outside of ourselves, and we're looking for someone to come and rescue us from our problems, rescue us from, you know, our health issues, or, you know, we want that quick fix and we want someone else to do it for us. But in reality, if we're really going to find long-lasting, you know, lifelong health and happiness, it has to start inside us. I know we've all heard the analogy about the airline. When you're on an airline, if you travel with a child or someone else that you're traveling with, they always tell you, you have to put the oxygen mask on yourself first. You are no good to your child or whoever you're traveling with if you're passed out on the floor. And a lot of us get that backwards, especially as moms. You know, we think that if we don't, you know, run ourselves ragged, chasing after the kids and taking care of the husband and taking care of the household and all these things, and some of us, you know, that are working too, we think we have to do all these things first and run ourselves ragged and then wonder what happens when we're completely depleted. We have no joy. We have no fulfillment in our lives because we're starting backwards. And we need to be going from the inside out and not the outside in.
So what kind of response do you get from women when you share this concept and you have this conversation?
You know, it just, I think that it resonates with a lot of women because they realize either one of two things, that, you know, they agree and they're excited to be a part of it, or they realize that, oh my gosh, I am that person. I am that mom who is completely depleting myself, or, you know, wife or working woman, whatever it is. Oh my gosh, that's totally me. And mm-hmm. they realize that, oh wow, you know, I really do need this. I really want to be a shero. That sounds amazing. I want to be that shero. And, mm-hmm. you know, they realize that they do have this power inside of them. However small they may feel right now, it just kind of stirs this excitement inside of them that makes them realize that they do have, however small or large, they do have this power inside of them that they can foster and that it can grow and they can, you know, eventually become empowered because of it. And that's where the self-care, self-love, self-empowerment, you know, comes into play. It's a process that, you know, each of us have to go through to reach that ultimate health and life balance that we all strive for.
Mm-hmm. Well, and when you're saying that, what I'm thinking about, because when you said it stirs excitement and they see the power, then people can, I would imagine then people can see that it doesn't have to come from someone else, because we actually have the power within us. When we shift our mindset, when we shift the way we're approaching it and thinking about it, we actually have everything that we need to make that shift and to get healthy and then be a role model for that next generation.
Exactly. And, you know, that's so important to me because, again, I have 5 kids. And, I, you know, of those 5, I only have 1 daughter. And so for me, it's so important to show her what does it look like to, you know, if she chooses to go on and have a family of her own, what can that look like? How can that be healthy? And in all the variety of ways, not just nutrition, as important as that is, but how can I be a better mom? How can I be a better role model? How can I, you know, serve others but still make myself a priority? So, yes, I definitely just feel that that is so huge. And I look forward to, as I watch my daughter, as she's, you know, she's 9 years old, but she's already just has, she has so much wisdom in her already. And I think that it's just so powerful to watch her as she's growing into herself and as she's watching me. And, you know, I'm not perfect and none of us are, but it just gives her, you know, that realization that she has that power inside her and that as she grows and blossoms into adulthood, that she can harness that power and use it as a tool to help herself, but also to serve others. And that's really what Shero is about, is really creating not only the power inside yourself, but also being able to reach out to, you know, other women who are needing maybe a little handholding, but also, you know, pulling them up and showing them that they have the power inside. And it just creates this ripple effect. And there's just something about being able to, you know, once we show up and serve just who we are and become our best version of ourselves, that we can go out and create that with others. And it just continues on and on. And I love that. I'm excited to see just what Shero can grow into.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think you're giving a good role model to your sons too, to
sure.
really see that, you know, the women in their lives, it's so much more than just taking care of what they need. It's taking care of themselves. And it really is a good role model, whether it's for boys or girls.
Sure, definitely. Yeah, it's so true because, you know, I think that, you know, traditionally in the more conservative upbringing that I had, you know, my mom didn't work and that was okay. But just showing, you know, that we can have a balanced home, but that might look a little different. I often joke that my husband is Mr. Mom because sometimes he, you know, plays that role model or that fills that role, and that's okay. And showing them, like you said, as you know, young men growing into their adulthood as well, that they can show up differently as well, and they can, you know, be more proactive in their homes and in their businesses and in their churches and in just anywhere that they show up. It really gives us all permission to show up differently and to step into our fullest potential, whether that's male or female.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I love that because what it does is it really shows us that we have the freedom to define the roles and to define the family relationship and the needs of the family in whatever way works best for us. There isn't, I know when I grew up in the, you know, late 50s, 60s, and 70s, there were very defined roles in the family. But sure. I think now I love the fact that families can really define what works best for them and find those things that really help everyone be their best self. And there's no right or wrong way to do it.
Sure, exactly. And you know what I'm finding is really interesting too is that there are times that my husband and I kind of go back and forth between roles. It's just creating that balance between us at that certain time. Sometimes he plays the more nurturing role, and I'm, you know, playing the more masculine role. And then sometimes we go back to masculine, and you know, it just goes back and forth. But all in all, we're creating what works for our family and how that balance looks, and just creating what is needed for our family at that time. And I think another part of that too is, you know, I know we're going to talk a little bit about balance, but sometimes that can evolve. What's balance for my family right now could look very different 5 years, 10 years from now. That balance can completely shift into a whole new experience. And I think that that's important to recognize too is, you know, in different phases and stages of our lives, balance can evolve, and that can be a good thing.
Absolutely. And that's, we do need to take a quick break, but when we come back, I do want to shift the conversation and really talk about that life balance, because I think that's a great place to take this conversation. This is Janelle McCauley, and you're listening to Eat Great, Live Well Radio.
I'm looking for a certain kind of woman, and I think you know her. She's an entrepreneur that is highly connected, successful, significant in her own industry, and considered the go-to woman in her community. She's received so much from so many women in business, she's ready to give back to others on their journey, lifting as she climbs. Hi, this is Sandra Yancey, and I'm the founder and CEO of eWomen Network. I'm looking to connect with the woman I've just described who lives in your community so that we might have a conversation about how eWomen Network's proven success system can provide her a platform to elevate her success and ability to support women in business. Our international community of managing directors are influencing the speed of success for women in business around the world. If that sounds like something that you want to be part of or know someone we should talk with, send an email to managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com. That's managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com, and let's start the conversation.
This is the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome back to Eat Great, Live Well Radio. I'm your host, Janelle McCauley, and today we're talking with Gentry Potter with Find Yourself Health. And before the break, we had a fascinating conversation about the term Shiro. If you missed it, you want to go back and listen to that. I'm really talking about roles and how we all play just a key integral part in whatever our family life is. And I want to shift that just a little bit. On your website, Gentry, you talk about maintaining life balance. And I'd love to have you just talk a little bit about what that means to you.
Sure. So I think, you know, this whole balance thing, it seems like it's a bit of a controversial concept in the health industry. And you know, some people think, well, there is no such thing as balance, or, you know, we have to have this perfect balance over here. And really, I think what it means is, again, just as we were talking about earlier in the conversation, with nutrition or any area of our health, it's really bio-individual. What's considered balanced for me may be completely out of balance for you, and that's okay. Because we're very different people. We have very different mindsets. We have very different goals. We have, you know, our chemical makeup of our bodies can be very different. And, you know, how I feed my body, how I nurture my body, and my mind and my spirit. And so, you know, I think maintaining life balance, you know, it's really about, okay, you know, yes, there are these 12 different areas. There's this pie chart, if you want to call it that, that is something through the Institute for Integrative Nutrition. And it's really looking at 12 different areas of our lives. And I use this when I coach my clients, whether on a one-on-one coaching basis or in a group. And really it's just to give myself and my clients a real visual of what their life is looking like currently. And that can be anything from, you know, what we typically think of as health, like nutrition, physical activity, some of those things. But it can even go into, you know, our finances, our career, our spirituality, our creativity, our relationships, a lot of these different things that we may not consider is part of our health. And so we kind of, you kind of rate yourself on that. But overall, it's really just to dig up under the surface. I think my favorite part, honestly, about health coaching is, yes, I like to show people nutrition and I'm passionate about that. But what I really love the most is kind of getting to play detective. I get to dig around and really see what's going on underneath the surface and why they even have those nutrition problems to begin with. What is the root cause of that nutrition problem? Or, you know, maybe their financial problem. Maybe they have a retail therapy problem or whatever it is. But really, maybe the reason that problem is there to begin with is they are out of balance in their relationships. They're unhappy with their relationships, or they're unhappy in their career, or, you know, whatever it is. So I think that it's different for everyone. It's different maybe even for different phases of your life, whether you have young kids at home or no children or married or unmarried. It's just really based on where you're at currently in your life. What is your situation? What are the things that are triggering some of those problems? You know, let's get to the root cause and the emotional issues that are going on under the surface. And then we can create balance and what that looks like for you as an individual.
Well, and I like that, identifying what some of those triggers are. And that what you were talking about really finding that root cause, which I would challenge that most people, when they start shifting the way they're eating or doing what they're doing it maybe because they want to lose weight, or, but if they don't really identify what's going on in their bodies or what caused them to get to where they are, it's going to be very difficult to find a solution that's really going to work in the long term, because they may make a short-term shift, but they're going to go back unless they really figure out what's going on and what's driving their behaviors.
Exactly. Yes.
So, well, is there one area in that 12 the 12 areas that you find is often out of balance the most, or is it just really depend on each individual?
You know, it's interesting because most people come to me looking for nutritional guidance because they think instantly health is nutrition, right? It must be nutrition because what else could it be? So that's what they come to me looking for. And they may be wanting some kind of, you know, meal plan or, you know, diet or something like that. I actually tell people right off the bat, I don't do diets. Diet is a four-letter word. Mm-hmm. And really what it's about is, what do we want to create for your life? Because my belief is that diets are a short-term fix. Sure, it can help you lose weight and get into that bikini for the summer. Great, if that's what you want. But if we're not looking at the total picture, it's going to come right back on because, mm-hmm. you know, you're not, like we said, we're not really facing what that trapped emotion is that's creating that problem to begin with. So, yeah, I mean, it's really different for everyone, but it usually starts with nutrition just because that's what most of my clients think that is their initial problem, which, you know, it's part of it. But once we start digging around, we might find something completely unexpected. And it surprises them at times that, oh, wow, I had no idea that really had any part of this, but this makes so much sense. Wow, you know, it's really kind of fun to bring people to that full circle of, oh, you know, I thought I was coming in here for nutrition, but what I'm really getting is so much more. And it's powerful because, you know, I'll get clients that are losing weight just out of creating, you know, what their balance is for them. So, yes, they might want to be losing weight, and that might end up being part of the results of, you know, being coached through all of this. But it comes about in a variety of ways. It's a combination of, you know, combining the nutrition with all of these other facets of their health that they didn't even realize were contributing to the problem to begin with.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I would bet that once people start kind of putting all the pieces together and started eating a little bit better, I hear over and over when people start going through that kind of a transition, they didn't realize how good they could actually feel. They thought the way they were feeling was just the way they were supposed to be, and they didn't realize just how much they could actually shift. And once they do, it's almost like a, you know, skyrocket. It just, it transforms their life in ways they never, ever could have imagined.
Right, exactly. And that's what I love about it, really, is, you know, and that was the situation for me. And I think it's powerful to be able to come from a place of experience and say, you know what, I know what this looks like and feels like because I've been there. You know, and like you said, it's just so powerful because they want help, and sometimes they don't know even what they need or how to get it. And so I think, you know, it's so powerful to yes, they're getting help, but at the end of the day, it's really me giving them their power back. You know, it's giving them their power back and helping them to see that they do have control over these things. And it is really sometimes very simple changes that can have a very long-lasting effect and really completely changes their lifestyle and just gives them this, you know, renewed energy and excitement for life and what life has to offer them.
Mm-hmm. Well, and think of how much that can impact those future generations, because I always tell people that the changes we make can impact six generations going forward. And it just, once you model that to your children, and we talked about it at the beginning of the conversation, right, about, you know, you not being, you know, really understanding what healthy was, because we model what we see around us. And if you're modeling taking care of yourself, that health and wellness, just taking really control and understanding how the choices we make influence what we do, it can really impact our children and the children who are around us. Even if you don't have children, we, you know, we've got grandchildren that are around us. So it impacts all those, you know, people that are around you, even your friends, to see that there's something greater. There's really, we can do whatever we choose to do.
Right. I couldn't agree more. You know, I think it's interesting how, you know, sometimes we think that we don't have an effect on other people, or if we don't have children in our lives, that we don't, you know, play a part in that. But that couldn't be furthest from the truth, because, you know, they're watching. Whether you're a teacher or your friend or, you know, whatever it is, we all have people watching us all the time. And, you know, it's not to say, too, that we have to be perfect. I don't pretend to have a perfect diet. We kind of try to go by the 80-20 rule. 80% of the time, we eat as well as we can, and 20% of the time, we just enjoy life and enjoy ourselves, because again, it's that balance of whether it's nutrition or other areas of your life. It's never, in my opinion, it's never healthy to be in complete deprivation, because, you know, I think that that kind of messes with our minds and our well-being a little bit as well. But, yeah, we definitely set an example for ourselves, for future generations, for even those that we have no idea that we'll have an impact on. Maybe even the fact that I might have an impact on another mother if I didn't have kids of my own, and helping her to be the best mother or person that she can be. I mean, it's never ending, really, the possibilities that we can have to reach out and help others to grow and future generations as well.
Absolutely, and we just never know who we're impacting and influencing because people are always watching us. And I think people watch what others do way more than they listen to what they say you should do. And there's so many options for healthy eating out there. There's so many things to do that I think oftentimes people just get totally overwhelmed and they don't know where to start or what to do. And I absolutely agree with you about, you know, you can't do it 100% of the time because then you're really depriving yourself. And when someone says you can't have something, that's the, in my, you know, experience, that's the only thing people think about. If I tell you, if you love chocolate and it's what you live for, and I tell you, you can't under any circumstances have any, you know, it's only going to be a matter of time until you break down and go have it. And then once you do, we feel bad. And then we say, see, it doesn't work. And then we start that vicious cycle all over again.
It's a downward spiral. But I think it's just taking that first step. And really, I try to be gentle with the people that I work with, just showing them that, you know what, this doesn't have to be all or nothing. Because I think a lot of times we, like you said, we get really hard on ourselves. And if one thing doesn't work, then we think nothing works and we just throw the baby out with the bathwater. And really, it doesn't have to be that way at all. It really is just taking those little baby steps and building, you know, from one brick to the next. And before you know it, you have this amazing foundation and you feel amazing and you can't imagine going back to the way that you used to be. You just feel too good and have too much going now in your life for you to want to turn back the other way.
Yeah, no, I absolutely agree. We need to take our final break. And when we come back, I'd love to have you share an example or two of maybe how you've worked with someone and helped them shift their mindset and the type of transformation that's possible, because I think that's important for people to be able to see and hear about what the potential is. And then I'm going to have you share a little bit more about the Shiro Project and how people can really become part of that movement. This is Janelle McCauley, and you're listening to Eat Great, Live Well Radio.
Do you struggle with your weight or your health? Do you wish you had more energy to do the things you really want to do? Are you tired of counting calories and fad dieting? Do you want to eat your favorite foods and not feel guilty? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then the Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program is the answer for you. Being healthy isn't about fad dieting, feeling guilty, or eating nothing but tofu and wheatgrass. It's about making small, healthy choices that add up over time to create life-changing transformation for you and your family. The Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program will show you how easy it is to be healthy, happy, and well-fed all at the same time. Visit eatgreatlivewell.com for more information or to enroll in this life-changing program. You deserve to both eat great and live well. Check it out today at eatgreatlivewell.com.
You're listening to Janelle McCauley on the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome back to Eat Great, Live Well Radio. I'm your host, Janelle McCauley, and today we've been talking with Gentry Potter of Find Yourself Health. And we've been having a great conversation, just really talking about taking control, about really making good choices, and you've got all the power that you need within yourself. The key is finding that. And I'd love to have you share, Gentry, if you would, an example or two so people can really get a good visual of how changing their mindset and getting them to really identify what's not working can really shift their health.
Sure. So it really, again, it's based on what that person is looking for. And sometimes it goes in a completely different direction than either of us really expect it to. I have had conversations sometimes with just one conversation with one person, and others has been, you know, more of a process. A lot of times I will definitely refer people to trying out green smoothies. And it's interesting because for some people that sounds like a really overwhelming concept. And for others, they're like, okay, well, I can try that. And, you know, I find myself often referring people to green smoothies just for the fact that It's very easy. It's very affordable. It's quick. It's convenient. But you're getting so much nutrition out of it. And, you know, some people that I've worked with, one in particular, you know, she, I recommended her to get going on the green smoothies, and it was just a one-time conversation. And the next thing I know, a couple weeks later, she's posting on Facebook how, you know, she's lost several pounds and how much better she feels, how much energy she feels, and really even noticing the difference from the days that she missed having that green smoothie, how much less energy she felt instantly. And so, you know, it's really just getting back to the basics, like I said in the beginning, of just getting, you know, clean food into our bodies, you know, getting that balance, whether that's, you know, 10 minutes at the on the treadmill, going for a walk. I mean, whatever it looks like for you, just be doing something. Another example, another one-time conversation, actually, was with someone who was struggling with an alcohol and cigarette addiction. And a lot of it was social. She felt that if she was going to let go of these things, that her friends would feel like, you know, that they were being abandoned because she wasn't, you know, continuing to do those things with her. And she wanted to stop doing them, but she kind of felt this obligation to her friends to continue in that lifestyle and to support them in that way because that was, you know, what they were doing to get through some of their challenges. And, you know, it was very much about changing her mindset around that and really, again, kind of going back to the Shiro concept of, look, you got to do what's best for you first. You got to make yourself a priority first, and not in a way of, you know, judging your friends or trying to be, you know, better than them, but just showing them and really modeling for them what that could look like and how much happier you feel. And, you know, she had a young daughter as well that she was wanting to model that example for. And so that was a real motivator for her. And, you know, it was a complete game changer for her. She just realized that, you know, I do have the power. I am better than this. And, you know, it's enabled her to reach out to her friends and lift them up as well. And so that was really powerful. So, you know, it really varies for different people. Sometimes it's more of a family approach. I've had some people that, you know, they're coming to me initially for them, but they realize that it's really bringing the whole family into the picture and working as a team. And again, it can be something just as simple as, you know, implementing some green smoothies and just introducing that. I have a client that I'm working with right now who's a single mom, and her son is only 2, but she really just wants to kind of make that shift into a healthier and more wholesome lifestyle for herself and her. And it really just takes a few small changes and just working on those mindsets and, you know, just kind of getting that ball rolling. And it kind of turns into a snowball effect where, you know, it starts out slow and gradual, but eventually it gets easier and easier as the process goes along. And, you know, we're kind of peeling back those layers of the onion and just working little pieces at a time so that it's not overwhelming. And it's really something that each of these different women have been able to implement in their own ways, whatever works for them. And it works because they just realize that they do feel better and they are happier, and it's what their body and their minds and their spirits really crave.
Mm-hmm. Well, and what I love is that once you identify what the challenges are, what their needs are, they're starting to see results pretty quickly. So it's really honing in, and that's where, you know, the help of an expert, if someone is, you know, has tried and tried and not been able to do it, that's where the help of an expert really comes into play. And I love that. I mean, those are great examples, and I think that it really shows that how with the right information and the right tools, you can absolutely make a quick shift. And I love that the fact that you know, came back to the Shiro and making ourselves a priority first. Can you tell us just briefly about the Shiro project and how our listeners can be part of the Shiro movement?
Yes. So, you know, It's something that has been evolving over the last several months, but I am just so excited about it because I know with every fiber of my being that this is something that is going to really change lives and maybe eventually change the world. I don't know. We'll see. But really what it's about is why I'm creating an organization here in the Denver area in hopes of growing it into something that can be available to women everywhere, where women come together and we learn from each other. We get real. We get vulnerable. We talk about each of those 12 areas of our lives that we talked about earlier, but from a different angle. You know, if we're talking about finances, I bring in an expert, and they might be talking about finances, but not in the way that we think of in a traditional kind of boring way, if you will, but more really, you know, what is our relationship with our finances, and do we have a healthy relationship with it, and why not, and kind of really diving deeper and deeper into that kind of conversation. And so really that's what it is creating a conversation, creating a community for women to learn from each other and to grow and to strengthen each other. And really what I'm wanting to do is the Shiro Project. We're working on it right now, actually, creating some really fun swag that will go towards a nonprofit organization. So I discovered this nonprofit organization back in December, and it's called Women Who Grow. And my good friend Karak Denyak, she is from Sudan, Africa, and she created this nonprofit based out of her own experiences through the civil wars that have gone on since her childhood that she survived. And pretty much really the Women Who Grow is basically what I'm creating with Shiro is what she has created on the other side of the globe. It's taking these women who are struggling to figure out what their role is in their lives and in their families. They get seed money to grow their own farm, and they get a 12-year program that's coaching them with life skills, you know, how to run their businesses and be an entrepreneur, how to stand up for themselves and stand up as women, and just all these different areas of their lives that helps them to be better women and better members of their society. And so we partner together, you know, Shiro and Women Who Grow, to basically any funds that come from the swag that we create. So we're going to do T-shirts, some bags, some jackets, a lot of fun things. A portion of those proceeds will go towards helping fund the seed money and the training for these women in Africa. And over time, as this grows, I'm excited to evolve this into something that we're able to create the same thing here. You know, right now I'm working on getting my group coaching program going. So really the meetup for the organization is kind of the base level, the foundation to getting women to understand their potential, teaching women all these skills that they don't, you know, a lot of us don't realize that we are lacking or that we need to get to the next level of our potential. And so, you know, we're going to be rolling out some group coaching programs with it's called 12 Steps to Finding Your Inner Shiro. And that's the 12 areas that we talked about. Mm-hmm. And then just kind of, you know, growing it from there. It's really exciting to just bring women together. And there's just something special that happens when you bring a group of women together and all the different things that we all have to offer and our talents and our gifts and our skills. And that's what the movement is. It's creating a stronger and more empowered group of women who are making change in the world and passing that on to future generations. I cannot wait, you know, to show these things to my daughter and to kind of bring her in as she's growing into herself and, you know, bringing her into the movement as that time comes as well.
Well, I love that, and you've shared some amazing information and some incredible things that you're doing. So how can our listeners get more information about this, and how can they connect with you? As we wind down our call, I'd love to share that with them.
Sure. So you can go to my website, which is findyourselfhealth.com, and if you go to my About page or the About tab, it gives you a little drop-down menu, and it says Shiro. So if you click on Shiro, there's a landing page that you can go to find all the information. So if you are local to the Denver area, you can join our meetup group. If you're not, you can still be a part of our movement by going to our Facebook group and requesting to join our group, and that's Shiro. And you have to put it in as an acronym, so, you know, S.H.E.R.O. But anyway, if you go into that landing page, you can find all the information there for the Facebook group and for the meetup group as well. And we are hoping to roll out in the near future an e-commerce page there as well, where you can purchase some of these items that will help contribute to this nonprofit organization and to the growing of the Shiro movement.
Well, thank you. And we will have a link to your findyourselfhealth.com page so they can get to you on our eatgreatlivewellradio.com page. The last thing I'd love to do is have you give our listeners just one action item that they can implement in the next week to start creating a healthy future for themselves and the ones they love.
Sure. You know, I think the simplest thing that I could give for them to do is what's called a joy list. And this is actually something I learned about from Tiffany Peterson, who is a life coach and business coach. But really what it is just sitting down and creating a list. And you can draw a line down the center. On one side of that line, you write down anything that either in your past or currently that you've done or that you want to do that brings you joy that has no cost. So that could be something like a bubble bath, watching a chick flick, going for a jog, things like that. And then on the right side of that line, write down anything that brings you joy that has a cost. And really what that does is, you know, I think sometimes, especially as women or our moms, especially, we feel like in order to do something for ourselves, you know, we either come from one extreme or another. We have guilt around spending money on ourselves, so we think we can't do anything, or we spend too much on ourselves and we are kind of struggling with the financial issues. And so we feel guilty if we do something for ourselves because there's a cost. But either end of the spectrum, you've got a list and you can add to that as many times as you want. It can be something that takes 5 minutes. It can be something that takes 5 hours. But you have this list of things that you can go to on a regular basis and just do something from that list that brings you joy, because what it's going to do is give you more desires to get into the healthier nutrition, to get more physically active, to do all these things that create balance in your life and just really get connected with yourself and start working on yourself from the inside out.
I love that, and thank you very much. And thank you for all of your sharing and for a great conversation today.
Thank you.
So until next week, remember that even small changes make a positive difference in your health and your life. Healthy choices you make every day add up over time to create a healthy future for yourself and your family. Be sure to join me each week as we continue the conversation on how to build a healthier relationship with food and with yourself. And again, I invite you to go to eatgreatlivewellradio.com and be part of the conversation. Click on our Facebook link and share your thoughts, share your questions, share what you'd like to know more about. Take care and have a great and healthy week. Bye-bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in to Eat Great, Live Well Radio, your trusted source for the information you need to take control of your health and your life. Each week at this time, we bring you straight talk about eating healthier without giving up the foods you love. Join us next Thursday and every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on the EWN Radio Network. To get a replay of this week's show, listen to past shows, or contact Janelle, go to eatgreatlivewellradio.com. Have a great week, and remember, you can choose to eat great and live well.